This is CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
All right. Steel City Music, your host Gunner, in this hour. Oh, such an epic intro, isn't it? In this hour, Bruno Mars, interview with him, some new music from the Red Hill Valleys, Braden Alexander, Seabear on the way, Victor Anthony, and all those other fun things. But right now, new one from Teenager, Straight to Computer. Thanks for hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. Oh, I feel so good today. Yeah, been working out, you know, trying to get a lot of things done, trying to keep positive and focused. That's the only way I know how to get through COVID. Of course, I did a lot of reading about it, and that is pretty much the only way you're going to get through all of this nonsense, is being positive and doing positive things. My God, I sound like an infomercial. I should stop talking like that. All right, so we have an interview with Bruno Mars on the way, artist out of Hamilton, Ontario, old school, really early 90s, Corktown days, all the other fun stuff on my end anyway. I also said the Red Hill Valleys are on the way, some Braden Alexander, Victoria Anthony, some Seabear as well will be coming up. But in this set of music, we are going to spin some Maggie Lennon, Mind Games, some new music, also New Bloom, as well. We'll throw in there as well. Your Paris, been digging this song. Actually really liking it quite a bit. I fell down the music well again, folks. I clicked on one thing on the internet and it led me to another and then out to another and then the other one to another. These things happen. Yeah, so we'll spin all of that. If you're an artist and you have some new music, hit me up on my website, steelcitymusic.ca. Click on the contact form and send it my way. I'll give it a listen. I'll give you a call. We'll do an interview, and I'll throw it in the old show. But starting off this wonderful set of music, Actors with the track Love You More. Check it out. You're going to dig it.
Blow out of there like it's a bad dream. Shake me awake to reminisce instead. It's easier to love when we're hiding. Box all the burdens, slip them under the bed. It could be beautiful to know you, though there are rooms we cannot go through when we're so quick to be unmade, like the bed where we lay. Tell me to undress. It's clear that I'm a mess, and I'm with you, we're just in such a mess. This ain't, I don't communicate, and we need to. It could be beautiful to know you, so that our rooms we cannot go through, we're so quick to be unmade, like the bed when we lay. Smoke in the hall from what you don't know. A matter of days before we're due to explode. Stop by the door and say you won't go. Say that you'll stay to see this fire grow.
Keep going over, yeah, yeah, yeah. Waiting for the countdown.
Oh, what a nice dreamy ending to that track. Maggie Lennon right there, Mind Games for you. Coming up, interview, as I was talking about, Bruno Maris out of Hamilton, Ontario. He was in some different bands back in the day. When I say back in the day, I mean like early 90s sort of thing. And the running joke in my brain is always, if you're 17 years of age and you say back in the day, there is no back in the day for you. You're 17. Stop it. You're young. Don't say back in the day. Let us older folks have that, okay? Yeah, so we're going to spin some tracks, new stuff that he has coming out, and also some of his older stuff as well. And the Red Hill Valley, as I teased as well, their new stuff. Braden Alexander, kind of like a Justin Timberlake kind of vibe to it. Another Canadian artist as well. Victoria Anthony with this epic song called Breathe Underwater. I was just like, whoa, really taken back by all of that. If you're an artist and you're listening to the show and you want me to hear your music and you want to have a chat on for the radio show or for the blog, whatever, steelcitymusic.ca is your hitch up. There you go. Hit up the contact portion and away we go. Starting things off, a nice little track called Arms from Sea Bear. I think you're going to like it.
Close my eyes not to hear what the world's trying to tell me, 'cause they don't understand, so I won't let them get me. I keep trying, trying to find me again. Even tides break, but I know that they'll never break me. I'll swim.
message that I have been missing, missing. When the waves start to pull me right under, and the tide only keeps getting stronger, and my heart starts to beat even harder. It's not gonna stop me, I'll swim even farther. When all my fears try to find me, I'll leave them so far back behind me. They can't hold me back any longer. I won't be afraid, watch me breathe underwater. Oh, oh, breathe underwater. Oh, oh, watch me breathe underwater. Oh, oh, breathe underwater. I'll breathe underwater. I am special, I am strong, I am everything you see. I am perfectly imperfect, I've got everything in me. I don't need to hide away, just to know that I could breathe. And all my fears try to find me, I leave them so far.
People were slowly discovering what was happening on the Bowery.
Why are you here tonight?
We saw a bit in, I think it was New Yorker, and more or less thought we'd see what was happening.
It's a fascinating place, I must say.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
I met you, angelical face met your halo. The glow of your smile, it did light in my world. You move with such grace, shooting star in your soul. I needed to meet you, the words that you said. Something about you is drawing me in. Your confidence reaching inside me, you're piquing my interest, might just open up to you.
I think I need you alone, where I can set the tone. Sit you down on my throne, a suitable home for you. Made a goal, persuade you to my place. Let's go, queen of the palace. I bet you know what that's like. It's just something special, and I'm making you mine tonight. You think you're so damn cool. You think you're so damn sweet. I agree. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you got the magic boom, the tick tock, yeah, the crew. Got the sexy lady inside of you,
and you wear it so good, like you should. You think you're so damn cool. You think you're so damn sweet. I agree, yeah, I agree, yeah. You got the magic boo, the tick tock, yeah, the groove. You got the sexy lady inside of you, and you wear it so good, like you should. Stormy stage, yeah, it's not air, it's thick fire. Sidelight touching your face is right. In my cool place, yeah. In my cool place, yeah. Tobacco smoke roll off my throat. Cigar in hand, put up a cloak. AC air curtains close to my cool place. In my cool place, yeah.
The liquid and cup, get word of my thoughts. Sipping the buzz, bubbling up. All my complexions to calm in your sight. My demons dissolve in the mood that you give. Love you like my wild horses run free. Love you like I sip my silence in peace. The way that you talk, sticking to me. I novel so deep, all that I read. All of my living led me to this moment. Feel me a stroke in the fire of passion. Love you, let my fire burn to the heavens. Love you like I move for you, yeah, I move mountains.
You think you're so damn cool. So damn cool. You think you're so damn sweet. I agree. I agree. You got the magic boom. Tick tock, get the groove. You got the sexy lady inside of you. And you wear it so good. Like you should.
Cold, my mind tangled up in
Joining me on the line right now is Bruno Maris. He's a person who knows a person who's been around me, and we were just trying to make the connections on who we used to hang out with, how we know each other, and all those other fun things. And I think we nailed it down to like early 90s, Corktown, progressive minstrels, friends of ours, mutual friends, Rich Hagen, Ray Maurice, and all those other fun things in music land in that time period. But as life goes on, we all go do different things. Bruno has also kept up doing music himself. He's released some music out over the last little while on Reverb Nation, and he has some new stuff that's coming out. He put up a mix that you can now hear on Spotify called Once in a Lifetime. Bruno, welcome to Steel City Music, sir.
Oh, thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that you responded to my call out for interviews and new music and everything that I sent out across Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those other fun things. You know, that introduction, the background of us trying to figure out all the different times that the people that we know and that we sort of met together. How have you been doing with sticking with the music thing? Has it been did it take on the full-time thing? Was it always been a part-time thing as a singer-songwriter?
Well, my intention initially, Jamie, was to obviously do it full-time, but I mean, that's a huge dream to sort of tackle. So, right. You know, playing in bands, like you were saying, from the 90s there, and playing all the local bars in Hamilton, which were, we had a great music scene back in those days.
Sure, but, we had a lot of, there was a lot of places for people to play and make a living.
Yeah, I mean, you probably couldn't. Today, not so much.
No.
Back in the days, like, they paid well, and then they treated the bands, like, so nicely and looked after things. But, yeah, no, I just, obviously now, just singer-songwriter and trying to get a little 10-song EP going. But,
right. 10-song EP? Sir, that's an LP.
Yeah.
That's not an EP.
Yes, yeah, I'd agree with that.
That's a lot of music.
Nice.
Well, so what were some of the earlier projects that you were a part of, just for a referencing point for people in our age group?
Well, as you know, like I first started off with Ray's being our lead singer. I was playing drums for that sort of band. We were, I think, London SS at that time with Robin Obey.
Oh, my God.
Progressive
yeah.
Minstrels.
Yeah.
John Paul Pazzanato there. And we had a bass player, Mike Savelli. So we had sort of played little bars in and around town. We were kind of underage still, but played with the minstrels a little bit. They brought us on. They were nice enough to bring us on.
Yeah.
And then, it sort of fizzled into John Paul becoming a lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, still with Robin Obey a little bit. And then I think we ended up being Maudlin's 11, which we played a lot of good shows then.
How long was Maudlin's 11 around for?
Oh, that was probably a good four, five, six-year little stint. If I can't remember, those dates are a little foggy to me, but it's so long ago.
Well, you've kept at it as doing the as being musician as a writer. I went over some stuff. I found some stuff from Reverb Nation that you'd put up.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay, because I was starting to pull back some of the memories about how we crossed and everything. But you did some stuff. When did you release the stuff that you have on Reverb Nation? Because you have five tracks up there, and you have Even Love, Weekend's Gone, Share, and also Once in a Lifetime you've added, which is the one that you have on Spotify.
Correct.
When did you release Share Week, the track? I should say, when was this stuff released?
I bet you it's going on easy 7-8 years, Jamie, for sure. Like, I've just always been writing, and you know, you stumble across on the internet, hey, you know, showcase your songs, and I see this thing, and I'm like, hey, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, and so I signed up for it. So, yeah, about 7-8 years, it's like a big sort of mishmash of stuff that I've sort of done.
Right.
You know, yeah,
but when,
7 years for sure.
But when did? But what made you start? Like, have you been still writing songs in the meantime? Is that you've been doing, or did you just say, okay, I'm just going to start doing releasing some music and doing it again?
Yeah, like I've always written songs, Jamie. Like even with Blue Book is another band that sort of that was probably our most success. But I've always written songs in a band sort of setting. Whereas as the band sort of fizzled out, then I started writing on my own and thought, geez, I'd like some people to hear this just to get feedback. So sure. That's why I'd sort of throw them up on Reverb and the latest thing with Spotify, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
You might not even know yourself. And if you do, you're always someone new. Being you, you've always wondered what it's like.
What point did you say that, you know, I'm going to, because you just said, yeah, I'm always writing and mm-hmm. but we're looking at stuff that's 7 years old.
I know.
Like,
I
when
know.
Is the, like, is there like a, you have 10 songs coming out on an LP. When were you writing that and how did that start?
Well, COVID sort of initiated a lot of it for the most part. We had sort of, you can't play anymore. Like I play in a cover band as well, Jamie. So right. that's gone.
That's done. What cover band were you in?
We're called Electric, and we were just playing in and around the URG sort of scene there, all those pubs. But, you know, we'd play once a month, Jamie type thing. And, so sorry, I'm getting a little off track.
That's okay.
The initial question.
Well, no, it's because you spent, so you put this up, some of this material is 7 years old, you threw it up on Reverb Nation. Now you have 10 songs coming out. What was the point where it was like, okay, I'm going to start writing again and recording this?
Well, it was basically Matt Benning, my bass player as of probably 20 years, that he said, you know what? We're not really focusing too much now on learning new covers to play the bar scene. Let's try to do something. Let's try to write, like you say, like an LP. So we launch everything from an iPad that him and I both have. We use the same sort of platform, and we throw stuff up on Dropbox, pull it back down. So basically, it was Matt Benning, and he engineers everything. Jamie, like, the guy's he's got such a great ear, and he's such a great musician. And it's just the two of us right now that are playing guitars, drums. All the drums are all live. I play the drums, obviously. He plays bass. He noodles on guitar. I play guitar, and that's sort of how we do it. So yeah, it was him that sort of initiated, you know, Bruno, let's start recording some stuff and see what we can get together type thing.
I'm falling under, I'm falling over, ever since I've been alone. It's how it goes. Last night she's over, confused when I tell her. I told her I'm waiting, I don't want to use her, I'm not the one she needs. Her eyes drop down. Listen, let me tell you,
is that the music might reflect the behavior, attitudes, values of those in the 18 or older bracket. However, when that music is listened to by 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds, and 10-year-olds, it moves from the area of being a reinforcer and an encourager into the role of educator. And many of these young children are being educated in these things before they have any kind of frame of reference to properly put it in.
As a policy guide for the individual companies.
I believe that most people in the United States are smart enough to realize that if a parent does not want their children to hear objectionable material, they have many alternatives. One, don't buy a record at all. Two, shop in the children's section. Get your 8 or 9-year-old child a Smurf record or something like that. Three, buy instrumental music. Have you ever thought of letting your children hear jazz or classical music?
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah. release, well, you just have released on Spotify once in a lifetime. What is your plan of attack? Because we're moving into December of, I mean, we're pretty much through November. We're going into December of this horrible 2020 year.
Yeah.
And 2021 is rolling in, and we have all this COVID nonsense that we're still dealing with. Have you and Matt decided on when you're going to launch this upcoming LP?
We hope to maybe, it's going to take, we've probably got another 2 months of pre-production, sort of doing it on our own in our sort of own little studio setup.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to bring these 10 songs, bring them to a kick-ass studio,
right,
and maybe see if we can get somebody to help us along with that. So
sure.
I'm thinking maybe March, April of next year, Jamie.
Right. Uh-huh.
Hopefully get something going.
When you say the term kick-ass studio, there's a lot of, we have a lot of great studios here around Hamilton, Ancaster, all those areas. What is the financial outlook of how much you can put into something like this? Because Spotify, you don't make any money.
No,
right.
No.
And now we're looking at even you just said, man, we're doing like one show a month with the cover thing,
yeah,
and
yeah,
all these bars and places to play are kind of dried up. Like, how much money could you possibly put in to this? Like, what would be your budget for a studio?
Well, I mean, I've been out of the game so long, Jamie, I wouldn't even know, like, even give you an answer for that. I don't, right. But I'm just hoping to come across a fella that's been hit by the COVID stuff and
right,
like to help him out, who's got that maybe little home studio, but he's got some kick-ass gear,
right,
and he's real slick,
yeah,
as an engineer type thing.
You're looking at someone who's doing a startup studio that wants to make a name for themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
At that point. Okay.
I love that electricity about a person that's, you know, just trying to tackle that, and just what comes out of that person is amazing. Hey, this is Bruno Maris. Check out my new song on Spotify. It's called Once in a Lifetime.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.